This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are at such an amazing historic crossroads that I basically have got goosebumps 24 hours a day, at least when I'm awake. This is an unprecedented time to be alive. We now have the former head of the CIA, the same one that told Trump to watch his mouth, saying that they're preparing a coup, an overthrow of the president. You have major publications saying the preparations have been made. Financial Times of London, Atlantic Monthly, you name it. You have Time and Newsweek and others calling for the president to be assassinated. You've got Newsweek last week calling for my arrest, saying, why hasn't Alex Jones been arrested yet? He's calling for violence when I'm not. They're desperate because I know they're rats. I know they're filth. I know they're scum. I just hosted the whole last hour and didn't plug because I get so focused on exposing this. But a critical part of this is realizing historically where we are and what's happening. Now Al Gore's come out on the Late Late Show and said a big event's coming basically to remove Trump. Everybody has to get ready for it. Because they can't impeach him. They don't have the numbers. He has the American people's support. He's got to go public. He's got to get out in more rallies. He's got to point out not just fake news, but he's got to point out to everybody that the deep state is making its move against the American people to overthrow our will and to break our will, as I've said, and now as Lou Dobbs and Colonel Schaefer and many others have said. It is on. It is happening. This is real. And we have to raise the alarm, just like Pastor Brown, who met with a senior member, Pastor Brown, who met with a senior member of Congress last week, who said, yes, they're preparing martial law on the Hill. They're going around getting everybody ready for it, saying you better get in line and accept it or we'll come after you. Well, the answer to that is politically fill your hand. You want it, you're going to get it. I'm not backing off. I'm going to full ramming speed with these people. I can't wait to bang heads with them. And as long as you realize that you don't have any future unless you stand up for these people, and unless you say no to them, unless you realize that, we have no future. Because they're a joke. It's an illusion. It's a spell. It's a fraud. Now, that said, every article, every video, but especially these articles and videos we've been breaking down, dealing with the martial law, civil war, assassination, removal, sudden removal, coup of Trump. All of this is now confirmed. Talk about sensationally fantastic. Talk about living in incredible times. Talk about America and the world at the crossroads. This is it. And now more than ever, we need your financial support. We have the very best products you need. Incredible air filtration systems that at $219. Similar units are $400, $600. These would be like $800 a few years ago. The prices are going down. They're $149 right now. $149, normally $219. That is the Alexa Pure Breeze. The very same type systems, again, are $400 on average, upwards of $600. Pro Pure Traveler, the very best gravity fed systems out there, 30% off, $132. The other competitors aren't even as good, and they sell them for $200, $230. That's $132 right now. Super Silver Special, the electric toothbrush that has silver impregnated in it, amazing. And the Colloidal Silver toothpaste, Super Blue, and the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 50% off. That we've never done a special that big. Caveman Combo, 25% off the bone broth. Super Female, 57% off. And why is that? Because we're basically sold out of the Super Male. I can't discount that. Super Female is very, very similar and works on men as well. But I want women. It's never really caught on with women for some reason. It should. It's even more dramatic from what I've seen in women when it comes to libido, at least. But stamina, energy, just read the reviews. Super Female, 57% off. and so many other big specials. DNA Force, 20% off. Free shipping until the end of this month. That's only a few more days, and the huge sales of July are over. Please support the broadcast, support yourself, and help fund the InfoWar in the face of this unprecedented assault, because we're having victory. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Thanks for your support.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX, InfoWarsLife.com, before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leanne McAdoo is going to be riding shotgun with me. She's in Florida. I'm in Hawaii. And again, I chose to do a family vacation, a workcation here in Hawaii, because Zuckerberg and hundreds of other top elite have been moving to Kauai, the furthermost westerly part of the United States of America, just 4,400 miles to the west of me. I guess the east really begins, and you've got North Korea with its missiles aimed at the United States. I went and shot a report there at the missile range that we're going to be airing here on the broadcast tomorrow. Coming up the next hour, I did a 30-minute in-depth interview with Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, of course, who had several hit reality TV shows and were some of the most hated people in America. And I've always talked about the fact that I don't care about celebrities. We don't seek out celebrities for the show. I've turned down pretty big movie roles. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. I've turned down a bunch of reality TV shows. I was offered Ventura's show when he got sick of doing it because they wanted him to do chupacabras and space aliens. And I wouldn't do it either. They couldn't believe when I wasn't interested. But I've been offered a lot of other shows, and I'm proud of the fact I've said no because they get you to basically do things you wouldn't normally do. And reality TV is not really reality TV. In fact, I asked Spencer about that. I say, are there any reality TV shows that are really reality TV? And he said, yeah, Cops. And those are real calls and real criminals. But still, I guarantee you, stuff that embarrasses Cops, you know, they're not putting in there. You can believe that's been sanitized as well. I can tell you, this is reality. There's no teleprompters here. Our guests are real. We don't screen your calls. We don't stage anything. This is real. Fast-moving, on target, seat of our pants, resistance to the globalist. And that's why when I tell you there's a plan to overthrow the president, and then you start seeing it in major elite publications, and now you got Al Gore, you got Brennan, the former head of the CIA, all of them on TV saying the president is about to be removed the next few months. A big event's coming. I told you about 3 weeks ago, the phone calls are going on to people saying, listen, sorry, Trump's going to be taken out. That's the way it is, and you better get in line. We care about you, Alex, and you need to be in there for the long haul. You need to not be too extreme if something happens to the president. And, again, it's not said even all conspiratorial. It's said as a friendly thing. How's your family doing? How are your children? How's your health? Because we're really worried about your health. I've had 5 or 6 of those phone calls. And really, that's other people hedging their bets so that groups listening to them think that they're on board. But really, most people aren't on board. The people are playing along like they're on board. And it's all a big psyop that everybody intimidated. And they've done that to my crew. They've done that to my office. You know, they call it my crew and they spook them out. And Alex is going to get SWAT team next week, or Alex is going to get raided by this next week or next month. It never happens. But the people that get freaked out by that and get psyoped, they never admit that they were wrong for the psyop. Just like people that buy into Nigerian phone scams and, you know, send $10,000 to the Nigerian prince, and then he wants $20,000 because they're going to get their million. They never admit it was a con game. Always, oh, Prince Abubu, there was a coup, or he got locked up. And then they even stay in contact with the Nigerian scammers on the phone and sometimes get scammed again. And you can't help them. Just like CNN has new polls out that they admit are fake in their system, how they carry it out in their methodology. Some CNN polls have 30-plus percent points added for Hillary. Well, now they're saying, oh, Trump's upside down in almost all the states that were purple, like Pennsylvania, the states where he was only behind 10 points when he won. He was behind the day he won in the polls. But notice, they didn't use all the fake polls for 5-6 months because they knew you remembered them. Now they've come back with the fake polls. Kind of like Brian Williams. A year after he gets caught doing fake news, saying he was shot down by an RPG in a helicopter, he's back doing exposés on me, on fake news. And then saying things I never said, playing edited clips. The king of fake news. The standard of fake news. Katie Couric got caught editing interviews, got sued over it. Editing them deceptively and make people look dumb. And then, did she stop? No, she still does all that. Did it stop Megyn Kelly, even though she knew I was probably recording her? No, she didn't care. She did it stuff 20 minutes apart, an hour apart, totally different subjects. I said on the video, I believe Sandy Hook happened. Just to end their whole propaganda operation. And they wouldn't, I knew it too, they wouldn't put it in the show. Because they want to continue that narrative that they think they're beating me over the head with. But you get to hear the audio. And her viewership continues to plunge. In her key demographics, she's less than 2 million. And the other demographic, it's about 1 million. But she's down to 3 million. When, before she took the show over, it was at 10 million. But they had Huffington Post articles yesterday saying, I got it all wrong. And Huffington Post articles saying Jones is wrong about her ratings plunge. When she took over, it was 6 million, and she still has 3 million. No, look at those demographics. A few months before she took it over, it was at 10 million. Then she takes it over. It's at 6 million. Yeah, it drops from the shows before. When she first comes on, it drops from 10 to 6. But they're saying when she started, you only measure the drop from there down. But no, when she came on, people tuned out. You have to count the first show. It goes from 10 million to 6.7 or whatever it was, down to now 2 million in her key demographics. Add all the others together, maybe 3 million. And then they act like I'm lying. Oh, Jones put out fake news in his latest attack on Megyn Kelly. See how it works? Yeah, she got just 2.71 million total viewers. But there's an article in the Huffington Post yesterday saying, I'm a liar, she didn't drop to 2 million. Yeah, she did. But see, you don't care. You just want to say, I'm a liar. And then hope everybody reads that and feels good about it. But it's not working. Now they've announced a new Comedy Central show, 5 nights a week, where the host poses as me and then says racist things and then says he's Alex Jones. Doesn't work. People know they're liars. Leanne McAdoo, co-hosting with us. I want to get into a host of issues here with her. I also want to talk about the movie Dunkirk. A week ago, there was big headlines, the top movie in the country, great reviews. The British Expeditionary Force, a true story, being attacked by the Luftwaffe. Now they're Nazis by alchemy. Because, and this is in USA Today, Associated Press, because there's no black people. Well, the British Expeditionary Force, people were white in England then, and the British Expeditionary Force, other than maybe 1% Sikh and another 1% Indian, was 98% white. That's the numbers, according to the British Defense Ministry in 1943 in Operation Overlord and D-Day. But they're saying it's racist because there's no black people or women in the invasion force or, you know, in the whole Dunkirk operation fleeing previous to D-Day. This, of course, happened in 1941. So it's now completely racist, ladies and gentlemen, if in Dunkirk and the Expeditionary Force evacuating years before D-Day, because there's new movies out about D-Day that are coming out soon, they're saying those are racist too, so I'm kind of conflating the two issues. The point is, it gets crazier. Paul Watson put an article out a few days ago where in the new BBC cartoons for kids, it shows the typical British Roman family of 2,000 years ago, and they're black. And, of course, archaeologists say that England was 99.9% white, was maybe 2% Roman at the time, but they were white. And the point is, it's okay if Africa was black 2,000 years ago. And it's okay if England was white. But they're rewriting history, and they admit it's xenophobic not to show Brits as black. And now if you show Dunkirk, a historical thing that happened, and the people aren't, quote, minorities, then it's racist. So this is the total war on reality, the war on history, the war on everything. And it's not being pushed by black people. It's being pushed by the BBC and social engineers. But like the BBC announced 4 years ago, there's a hiring freeze on anybody who's white. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the history now of Dunkirk and people fleeing the Nazis, the British Expeditionary Force, that is now racist. So by alchemy, people being killed by Nazis, they're now the Nazis. Leanne McAdoo, great to have you with us.
It's great being here, Alex. It's just, who needs accuracy when you're trying to give historical context? I mean, we can just see this massive push to rewrite history and to, no wonder everyone is going mad these days when you have jackasses over at Comedy Central trying to say that the independent media is the problem. Oh, it's 2017 and we've got this independent media trying to give people their fake news. When we have literally over and over again exposed the establishment media as pushing fake news, or like I want to get into in the next segment, refusing to even talk about real news, huge issues, because it's going to rock the Democrats. So they're just going to ignore these stories altogether, but then have their tagline be democracy dies in darkness. So this is just really incredible what we're witnessing, just this total rewrite of history. And then to call anyone who calls them out on their inaccuracy, racist, Nazis, or what have you.
Well, I'm not taking anything away from North Africa or the history there. But the Greek historians said that the first civilizations in Egypt were European. And now they've done the DNA testing and they were. Now, later, sub-Saharan Africans came into Egypt and that's what it phased into. But it's not an attack on anybody that, oh, Plato was right. Wow, he lived back then. 2,300 years ago, the first half of Egyptian history was blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. It's like saying the Greeks were once blonde-haired, blue-eyed. They got taken over.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down.
Okay.
I heard the radio walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are back live again. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Leanne McAdoo is riding shotgun with us. We've got some really disturbing news. One of the sons of G. Gordon Liddy, who's a deputy attorney general in California, has been charged with having child pornography. Now, I can tell you that just Operation Playpen and the whole Playpen dark web website had 150,000 users, many of them in the U.S. So that's been part of this big roll-up that Trump's been orchestrating. And I'm gonna research everything that's happened. I'm going to look into this guy. I'm going to look into what's happening. But when somebody's being busted for having child porn, when you've got all the people that actually are with kids getting caught with them in cages, and then it comes out in the news that they find a bunch of kids in cages in California, and then nothing happens, you don't hear about where the kids went, I ask, what's happening? So, you know, the big stuff gets covered up, and then constantly, we know at the Pentagon, they would load child porn onto tens of thousands of people's computers to then blackmail them and control them. So I'm not saying that's what happened here. It should just be looked at, not because he's G. Gordon Liddy's son. This fits the pattern. Another powerful person, you know, who's reportedly involved in all this. He may be guilty. I don't know. I'm just saying we see this pattern. Now, a big topic Leanne wants to get into, and it's why I like to bring her on, because I saw this last night on Infowars.com. It's a big story. The Democrats are panicking over it. Democrats panic over IT guy who got caught trying to reportedly flee the country. Also, the attempted preparation for coup, the leakers, all of it. So, Leanne, let's go over it.
Well, this is just basically a story. If you ever wanted to know what is a huge story, you just take a look at how it's not being covered, especially by our so-called free and independent, most important press, like the New York Times. They still have yet to report even one article on this House IT scandal that is now getting into months-long investigation. They still have yet to even report a single article on it. Same with the Wall Street Journal, the Daily Caller is reporting that MSNBC, ABC, NBC News, they've given zero on-air coverage to this topic. CNN, okay, they gave it a little bit of coverage, just a smidgen, this morning at 6 a.m. on their 6 a.m. Eastern broadcast. So they can say, oh, well, we did cover it. How dare you say the establishment media? Yeah, everyone in the country is asleep at that time, not paying attention to this huge House IT scandal. And now check this out. So you've got the Washington Post, who is the, you know, democracy dies in darkness. They finally gave it a little bit of coverage yesterday, and they're only pointing out how this congressional IT staffer has been charged with home equity loan fraud. Now, this is what the FBI was able to stop Imran Awanon from boarding this flight. They were able to get him on bank fraud. So this might just be a placeholder charge for some other coming more serious charges, but this is the one thing they had him on back in March.
By the way, we've been talking about all these guys and the people running the congressional servers who were from Pakistan and hooked him with the Democrats and with national security clearances when they didn't have clearances. Again, everything they say Trump's done, they've done in quadruplicate. This is crazy. Segueing in, is it surreal for you, Leanne, to see Al Gore and Brennan, everybody saying, yeah, we're getting ready to take Trump out, get ready for it, it's bipartisan, everybody needs to sit down and shut up?
Well, I mean, I think that they're all kind of scrambling because they see when you have the House Judiciary Committee saying they're going to go ahead and approve this effort to investigate Comey and Loretta Lynch and many other House players and look at some of these agreements that they made with Hillary Clinton's top aides to give them immunity, get in deeper with this investigation. That is huge. This has the potential to take a lot of people down. So, of course, your big swamp monsters are scrambling and they are going to do whatever they can to try and get Trump out. If it's not by impeachment, might be by some other surprise, as some people have alluded to, something that's going to take him out of office very quickly.
There's a civil war in our country, and Trump really does represent the good guys because he's trying to restore common sense. He's trying to restore prosperity. And this is really a war between those that are affected by hype and those that aren't. But they've got this real whisper campaign going that's now public that they're getting ready to take Trump out, and everybody better go along with it. If you go along with it, they're not just going to take out the president and then leave everybody else alone. Everybody that plays along, just like in the Russian Revolution, the Bolsheviks only took Moscow at first. It took them 2 years to get outside the city. but they got the military to turn in their weapons, they got the leadership to do what they were told, and by successive approximation, bluffing everybody, they got the whole country over a few years to then get under their control, and then the Red Terror began. Let's talk about that straight ahead. But thank God we got our Second Amendment, folks. This isn't going to be like what happened to the poor serfs at the end of Tsarist Russia. It is the very same globalist players, the very same New World Order communists, the very same devil-worshipping trash. Thinks they're going to have their way with us, and they're not.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
As I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress, And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out. But I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
The White House communication staff has to believe they are now at a state of war. This is war. It's called information operations, information warfare.
I'm not underconfident. Roger, they're going to pull some shit. Obama's in for 2 months.
And now they're saying they want to unseat the elected president because he's a Russian agent. And you've got the CIA in the middle of this with Obama saying we've got evidence they were involved. There's really no way to overstate the unprecedented peril that this country and this world is in right now. Unprecedented. With the CIA involved and electors getting ready to vote against Trump and all this other garbage, I'm here to tell you, under continuity of government systems, if there really was someone put in by the Russians, then the directives are to move to remove them. This is the cover they need inside government to pretend they're a bunch of patriots and try to organize enough people out of agencies to make a move against Trump to remove him or even assassinate him. And it can go a lot of different ways. They announce the electors aren't going for Trump. Next time he gets on board his plane, it blows up. And they'll just say it's a conspiracy theory. We don't know why it blew up. Don't ask why it blew up. That's how brazen they are. Because they want a riot. They want a civil war. Then they can bring in their control because they can't win a peaceful information war.
You have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we,
and clearly, the other side, the deep state, and the Clinton folks, and I have to say, some folks on the Republican side are all lining up. The battle lines are drawn, and it's time for people to understand how to deal with this as if it it's a war.
Government bureaucrats, particularly within the intelligence community, have launched a soft coup aimed at the Trump administration.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog where he said, this is a coup d'etat. He said, 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you notice that some of those clips are from 2016 of me saying they're going to use COG, they're going to try to block his electors, we've got to stop him. And then Pelosi's daughter came out and said, Alex Jones is death-threatening me, I want him arrested. I never said anything about her. I said she's trying to have the electors turn. She was saying she wasn't, but then it came out she was. Everybody remembers them publicly doing it. They just don't like it because I know they're playing. And then we raise the alarm, and then everybody from Lou Dobbs to Newt Gingrich to Rush Limbaugh to Sean Hannity then, word for word, uses my terms, clear and present danger, COG, coup d'etat, information warfare. And now Al Gore comes out, and now Brennan comes out, and they say, yeah, we're doing a coup. We're going to overthrow him. We're using COG. Again, I've studied how this works. It's not rocket science. I know what the shadow government is. It was set up under nuclear war threat. And they're using that. It's meant to save the country. They're using it against it. Just like a COG was used against Hitler, Operation Valkyrie. Well, they're using the same thing now, saying basically Trump's Hitler. He's not. So it's not rocket science. That's what's so frustrating is I really did the studying. Everybody else seems to pose and act like they know how politics and systems work. So I've been hammering this for 8 months now, and we've already made it through a couple of the hurdles, just like they said he wouldn't get seated, or he wouldn't get the nomination, or he wouldn't do this, or he wouldn't do that. Now, though, they're frothing. I want to go to Leanne McAdoo, who, again, wants to get into the subject. It's great to have Leanne McAdoo with us. Leanne, what do we do? What does Trump do? Because this is so over the top. It's so surreal. It's happening. David made the point. Trump's got to go public. He's got to point out with her, not just say fake news. He's got to say, they're saying overthrow me. They're saying kill me. He's got to, his attorney general won't do anything. I know why he's upset. Everybody's intimidated because they're going around threatening everybody, saying you'll be okay, Sessions. Just sit on the sidelines of this. And where are the men in this country? I mean, they're openly organizing his overthrow. And people are going, well, we better let them take over. No, they're illegitimate. They're the criminals. I mean, this is such a no-brainer. Leanne McAdoo.
Well, this is why I don't really agree with tweeting out this stuff about the trans ban, because he mentions that transgenders in the military are a distraction. Well, if they weren't a distraction before, it's definitely a huge distraction now, because now the left and the media and all of the celebrities are just talking about this trans ban and riling up their base even more. At the same time, we have all of these majorly important stories breaking that the media should be forced to cover. Well, now they have an excuse to not cover it. They have an excuse to not cover the coup. They have an excuse to not cover why the Democrats blocked a key witness who was going to testify against Fusion GPS and testify that this Fusion GPS was set up to start a smear campaign against him, and this Veselnitskaya was one of the main players in it, and they shut that down immediately before he was able to give his key testimony in this very high-profile hearing. So we're not hearing about this House IT scandal that is going to rock the Democrats. If this was Donald Trump and his aides who had allowed a foreign body, some foreign nationals, to compromise Congress, we would never be hearing the end of it, but we aren't hearing about it at all, and it's been going on for months, and the Washington Post doesn't even get into it and explain to
you right, Leanne, and I want to
why
be specific.
This person's been fired.
Making military wear red high heels and turning it into social justice warrior stuff's wrong, but I agree. The president is above that, and that should just be policy by the SecDef. Obviously, they want to have sex changes and all this in the military just to confuse things and social engineering, because they're bringing in the robots. They're getting rid of the humans in 2025. It's already been announced a decade ago, and they're right on schedule. So that's what this is all about, just sabotaging the normal human order. We don't hate anybody for what they're like. We understand the chemicalization of the program, just like Omega Man. We understand what's happened to folks, and we understand they want to crucify us for trying to help them. But expanding on this, Leanne, what is it like for you, though? Because I'm not trying to toot our horn, but folks need to understand we are on target. We're talking about COG, overthrow of the president. They are now on TV everywhere getting their base ready for it. And phone calls I was getting 3 weeks ago are now public. The same talking points of we need bipartisan. He's going to be removed. It's going to be the military. Just everybody accept it. They're actually trying to prepare everyone for a military coup in America. This is just completely insane.
And your media and your celebrities are going to be a front page news as they celebrate it, as they celebrate the downfall of the Trump presidency. It's something they won't even investigate. They won't even see were these charges appropriate. Is there a deep state coup? Will they even go on and educate these people on the deep state and why it is such a threat to our country? They're not going to have to do that.
It's the deep state that began to eat the country in 63, publicly coming out with Schumer saying, Trump better watch it. The intelligence community has seven ways of Sunday to get back at you. And Brennan saying, shut your mouth. Now he says, we'll just kill you. The arrogance. We didn't elect these people. I mean, again, this is everything the left always claimed they were against. Well, no, now because it's their deep state, they want it.
Right. And they also know that if they don't get Trump out fast or take him out in some way, a lot of the corruption that went on the last 8 years has the potential to be exposed right now if we have the right people who aren't afraid to go up against these swamp monsters, if they know that they have the protection of the president and the power of the presidency behind them, I think that they won't be as afraid to go after some of these really bad characters. But these are people who are potentially being blackmailed. They might be being paid off, for instance, by these Pakistani IT guys who, for whatever inexplicable reason, continued to be paid at three times the rate of the average House IT staffer, even though they never showed up for work. They never called into the meetings. Many requests for computer repairs went unanswered.
This is how the Democrats penetrated everything. They allied themselves with foreign corporations, foreign governments. That's what the foundation is all about, the Clinton Foundation, to create her own separate State Department, her own separate presidency. Even Atlantic Monthly, even Esquire, even New York Times admitted, you can search engine it, that Hillary was co-president under Obama and created her own competing agenda that even competed with some of Obama's agenda. So they only agreed on social stuff as a political diversion. As you said, that's literally, those are real issues, but for the elites, it's a total distraction. Like she says in the WikiLeaks, I can't stand my constituents. I don't want it. They always want more free stuff. They're a bunch of basement dwellers with their parents, baristas. You know, I mean, she's sounding like the big, you know, billionaire right winger, because that's what she is. And it's just this giant bipartisan screw job, and along comes Trump actually trying to stop it, and they're panicking, and they don't know what to do. And that's why it's so sad. The Republicans are fighting to keep Obamacare because they wrote it to screw people. And then you see the average Democratic constituent fighting for it when it's big insurance companies and big banks wanting to keep all that in place, Leanne.
Right. Well, and as long as they can get their base mad about social justice issues, they won't ever be upset or call for a further investigation into the Obama administration's misdeeds. And they totally broke protocol repeatedly in their investigation into Hillary Clinton. Why isn't anyone upset about that? Why are we having to beg for a judiciary committee to probe deeper into all of these issues surrounding the former attorney general or James Comey agreeing to call it a matter rather than an investigation? And
absolutely,
many, many other things. I mean, this is
Hillary's
absurd.
Hillary's illegal server, the $12 million from the Morocco, all of it. Let me throw this out, too. I see a talking point put out by the bots and put out by the Democratic Party and Mother Jones and David Brock and Media Matters, that, oh, look, Trump's got a bunch of swamp creatures. He fired all of the lobbyists that had been in the campaign. He followed all of his promises, had Pence do it. But, of course, he's going to get guides like Bannon, who was with Goldman Sachs for media acquisition. I mean, that's a very diverse big group, and like Scaramucci and others. What matters is that they execute getting us out of TPP, that they execute getting us out of the carbon tax, that they execute better deals to get jobs back here and know how to demolition globalism. What matters is the fruit of the tree. Of course, if Goldman Sachs runs almost everything and Trump's trying to pull from experts that know how to do it, if I'm pulling in my ship into a new harbor, I want the local pilot to take me in. What matters is what he delivers and how the elite are attacking him. So the elite are attacking him and trying to kill him, but also then telling us, oh, he's part of the elite. It's just absolutely insane. I want to tell the listeners something here that's really important. We have run the biggest specials. I keep saying the biggest specials ever because I keep doing more and more specials because people love them, bigger and bigger. We've had free shipping in the month of July. That's about to end. We sold out of a bunch of stuff, so I took our main catalog and decided to discount it even more because some of the other stuff sold out or went back to full price. Super Female, we're going to do one more day on that. 57% off, we've never done that. But women really never really buy this like men buy Super Male. I guess we're mainly a male audience, but Super Female works great in women, great in men as well, just a little bit different than the herbal combinations, the essential oil that's concentrated. It's a little bit different formula than the Super Male, but it's 57% off. I want everybody to try it. Silver Bullet is 66% off. Great high quality colloidal silver. We've got Strawberry Caveman, new flavor in, concentrated bone broth, turmeric, chaga, bee pollen. That's all available. We have the Caveman combo of chocolate and strawberry together, 25% off as well. We have the Super Silver special, colloidal silver, silver bullet, the Super Blue toothpaste, and the electric toothbrush with impregnated silver in it for 50% off. Amazing deal. We're selling the toothbrush at cost. Continuing, we have the ProPure Traveler, amazing water filtration, high quality, one of the best units out there. There's three or four companies that have really good systems. They're apples and oranges, depending on which chemical they reduce to nothing or non-detectable. But bottom line, AlexaPure and ProPure are both great. Blow away the competition. We have ProPure 30% off on the little Traveler unit right now. That's, we're talking $60, $70 less than leading competitors, and it's much better. AlexaPure Breeze, normal units, $400, $600 for similar systems to this. It's $149 at 25% off right now. That is unprecedented. You cannot beat it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off the Sleep Aid. ProstaGuard, 33% off. Myco ZX, it's a great seller, but I'm doing 46% off because people have had such dramatic results. I want people to get it right at a loss leader because it goes with our biome defense probiotic. But that only knocks out the bad bacteria and replaces it with the good ones. ProstaGuard Myco ZX, again, is the yeast, the mold, the candida. Next level, folks. So amazing. Try it today. DNA Force 20% off. We are selling out of that right now. Unfortunately, it'll be months until we get more. It was almost 6 months since we last had it. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm sorry I got to interrupt you. I can't believe the Super Female Vitality is not one of our greatest sellers. I take this stuff every single day. I love it. I probably shouldn't take it on air because I'm going to
I didn't know you were going to do a plug, but since you're going to do it, let's skip this break. I'm going to skip
every
this
day. I take this every...
Start over, Leanne, because I forgot. But start over because, I mean, I want this testimonial because, I mean, don't get too graphic, but Leanne, tell us what Super Female did for you.
Well, Alex, I mean, this stuff makes me hot, and that's why I'm glad I'm about to get off the show, because I am going to have to go do a slow-motion Baywatch beach jog after I take this Super Female Vitality. I want to go for a jog, but I want to do it with my hair blowing in the wind, like super fabulous, super feminine. I don't know what, I mean, the herbs are that is specifically in this stuff, how it reacts in the female body. But it is intense, and like I said, when I first was single years ago, when we first were getting this product, I had to stop taking it. I wasn't ready to be feeling those feelings out there in the world. I was a little vulnerable for all of the, for the men that were going, wow, what is, did that girl bring her own slow motion fan with her when she's walking around? That's how you feel in the grocery store, just like a breath of fresh air. And I really love this stuff, but I really shouldn't take it on air because it gets me pretty pumped up.
And, folks, we're not joking. They make jokes that Gwyneth Paltrow sells some products that have similar ingredients, the Super Female. And they go, why are they both selling the same thing on the comedy show? Because these are the known herbs. But the difference is, and I'm not bashing Paltrow stuff, ours isn't dried. Ours is freshly harvested, and then it's cold pressed into an essential oil, and then it's basically aged. And that's why we run out of it so much, because it's produced by a group in Utah that's been making these for almost 70 years and then private labeled and developed for Dr. Group, for us, for sale. And so that's why it's so good, is it's cold pressed. So it actually has all of the different trace, whatever it is, that affects the body. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just like when you do a juice fast, as long as you get the cold pressed juices, they stay super fresh for, you know, days, if not weeks. But I think it's really funny that Gwyneth Paltrow kind of just, she didn't beat around the bush. She just calls hers sex dust. So if that gives you any indication of what our products are. You keep it as a family show, so we've named it Super Female Vitality, Super Male Vitality, things like that. But she just cuts right to the chase. I thought that was hilarious. Once again, with the Daily Show, was it, that was giving us a plug? Yes. I think it's just so funny.
Well, let's expand
Thank
on
you
that.
For the sales
Shane Steiner, Shane Steiner, about 5 years ago, came in, and he's a big fitness guy, and he knew I was kind of out of shape then. And he goes, oh, supplement. Oh, Super Male. Yeah, right. You know, most of these supplements are bull. And I said, here, take some home. He was back a week later buying a case of it. He said, you say this is a workout stimulant. And you know, for that, he said, no, my wife went crazy on this. This is incredible, because particularly with women, even the Super Male, is that's where you see the effect. But we just have it as you know, basically for energy, for stamina, for feeling good. That's really what it does. So we don't sell it as an aphrodisiac, but quite frankly, that's what it's designed to do. And again, because it's cold pressed and concentrated, over and over again in this patented process. That's why it's so strong. We sell a powdered version that's half the price, Anthroplex. Right now it's so discounted, it's not half the price. And Anthroplex is great. It's even stronger. It's organic. It's dried herbs. It's just not as active as what we believe. But some people like Anthroplex better. So InfoWarsStore.com, thank you so much for the plug, Leanne. Any other products you've used that you like?
Thanks for the super female. I actually have about two bottles. I'm going to need to get some more. So maybe now that they're 57% off, is that what you said? That's outrageous for that price. And I love the B12. I need the B12. Is it back in stock?
Yes, it's been sold out for a few months. And seriously, the media makes fun of this. You die without vitamin C. You die without vitamin B12. You die without iodine. And the globalists all know this, and they're all obsessed with this stuff. And all we do is go out and look at all the mainline research about if kids don't get enough iodine, they have a 15-point IQ reduction according to the federal government. I mean, anybody can search engine that. This isn't our opinion. And they treat us like we're evil when Bezos is the biggest seller of supplements in the world. Jeff Bezos, through Amazon and through Whole Foods, basically has cornered the market. And you go on to what they sell the very best stuff to the very worst crap. We don't sell any of the crap. But again, we're evil for selling things that are documented.
And now, super Leanne, high shifting, quality.
Absolutely. Leanne, shifting gears, and it helps fund the operation. Other stuff that's on your radar right now, Leanne. So much happening, so much going on. The so-called left panicking. To me, they're not even the left. They're just mentally ill people. I wouldn't call you right-wing. I wouldn't even call me right-wing. We're just pro-prosperity. They seem to be getting more and more frantic, more and more insane, saying, you know, the movie Dunkirk's racist because there's no black people, you know, in the Dunkirk evacuation from the Nazis. Well, that's because there weren't. You know, now they're saying that the average Roman was black in BBC shows for kids. What is going on here?
Well, they're just gearing up all of this stuff to help justify this deep state coup against Trump. I mean, now that we've got this, who is it, the American Psychoanalytic Association, they're now saying, you know what, it's okay for our members to come out and just go ahead and say how they feel about President Trump's mental health. Whereas in the past, you could be sued for libel for coming out and saying someone isn't mentally fit to be the president.
Well, they said about Barry Goldwater, which wasn't true, in the 1960s election, so they had to stop doing it. They actually have a law in their own group, a regulation. They're not supposed to do it.
Well, these people needed to be treated for their Trump derangement syndrome, because I seriously doubt these 58,000 mental health practitioners who signed that online petition, I doubt that they're just non-biased. That I guarantee they didn't give tons of money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. I bet you they're just these really good-hearted Americans who want the best for the country when they put out this online petition. I mean, it's total crap. And the fact that you can have all of these different groups now attacking the president, and by virtue, they're attacking the millions and millions of people who voted for the president by saying that we're all mentally unfit and that we're all racist and sexist and xenophobic. And I'm sick and tired of it. That
what
has
you
got
just
to
said
get played
is
out.
The key to everything, Leanne. Literally, this is everything. They're bullies. They're trying to dominate and terrorize people into submission, and they're trying to overthrow the will of the American people, and they're not going to stop with Trump. We are taking the country back. The globalists are throwing fits, and we have such a strong beachhead. We've got to stand with Trump, stand with Making America Great Again, and expose these people and be public about it, and we will break the will of the globalists. But we are in a war of wills right now, Leanne.
Absolutely. And that's why I really needed to come back to Florida to help my mom, help my grandma. But I just saw everything going on, and I just can't sit back and watch as this goes on, especially not when I'm speaking with my longtime friends here in Florida who are just caught up in a lot of this rhetoric because they only kind of tune into the media here and there. So they're not really digesting anything. They're just looking at your headlines and the little blips. But as long as CNN and these other outlets continue to repeat these lies again and again, it's as if it's the truth. And it is madness. That's why we are seeing so many mental breakdowns here online and elsewhere.
That's right. Powerful information, Leanne. I want to come back to one more segment with you before David Knight takes over and we air the Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag interview coming up. I want to come back and talk about all these fake bots, the virtual reality, this Facebook, and how they admit they're targeting leftists to basically keep them vulnerable. We'll be right back. We'll show the Facebook article out of Australia.